RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.com or .tv/95.7 The Game and youtube.com/95.7 The Game to watch us live. And if anyone swears you get to hear it, subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on Twitch and YouTube. And make sure to hit that thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. Dibs, you want to talk a little football?
I do, and I think that you should get to YouTube right now because we have a special appearance from the NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. We've got a tie on, ladies and gentlemen. The scouting report is in. We've got a coat. We've got a dress shirt. We've got a tie. I didn't have this on my bingo card, Greg.
Well, you know, somebody needs to bring a little class to the operation, don't you think?
There it goes. And you knew it wouldn't be me. And I don't know how well you know my partner, Dan Devone, but neither one of us reeks of much class, although he does much more than me.
Well, you know, we shot my matchup show today, so I just figured I'd leave my coat and tie on for you guys.
That's awesome. That I really appreciate that. And when you shot the matchup show, how much of it was dissecting Jared Goff's performance and maybe like putting a headstone on his season? And I won't say their run, but what'd you see from Jared Goff yesterday?
Well, we're a preview show, so you know that wasn't part of what we do. So we're previewing Sunday's games. And I did watch that game live. I did not watch the coaching tape, and it was an odd game, you know. But I'll tell you what, Brian Flores, he is an absolute master as a defensive coordinator with what he does with it, with his pressure looks. Sometimes he brings pressure, he drops into coverage. I mean, he does so many things that dictates protection and then changes the picture pre-snap to post-snap. He makes it really difficult on quarterbacks. You know, the fascinating thing is last year the Lions beat the Vikings twice and Gibbs had something like 370 total yards in the two games against the Vikings and 6 touchdowns. And this year Gibbs was not a factor in either game.
Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films, joins us on the River Islands guest line. Greg, let's stay with the quarterbacks and Caleb Williams. Of course, that's who the Niners are going to see coming up on Sunday night. Listen, he has been remarkable in terms of some of the throws that he makes, especially that game winner. The dime he dropped to DJ Moore, ridiculous.
No question.
But it seems to me, and I want to hear from you in terms of what you're seeing on tape, because it seems like some of the easier throws, quote unquote, are a little bit more challenging as opposed to some of the throws that he makes like that of DJ Moore.
Yeah, well, the thing is he's capable of making those throws. I mean, he's a great thrower of the football. He's got great mobility, throws really well on the run. You know, what's been up and down, the thing that's been a little uneven has been the fact that he's missed some routine throws. And that's one reason why his completion percentage isn't quite exactly what I'm sure Ben Johnson would like it to be. But the thing is he's such a special talent that he can make those special plays at any time in a game. You can't go into a game with the idea that, oh, he's going to miss some, and he may miss some, but their defense has been really solid this year. So for the most part, it's kept them in games, and therefore he's been really difficult in the fourth quarter when his throwing ability and his mobility become factors in the game.
What do you look at when you see the Bears run game against the Niners run defense? It feels like the Bears have been so good at their two-headed monster. Do the Niners have the scheme to be able to slow that down?
Well, you know, I'm sure there'll be tweaks in whatever it is Robert Saleh wants to do, but at some point, the interior particularly of your defensive line has to be able to hold up. They have to be able to win individual blocks. They have to be able to hold their ground against double teams. Bad run defense usually, guys, is not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's guys getting blocked. It's guys playing with poor gap integrity. You know, once guys get to the second level cleanly, backs that is, then it becomes much, much more difficult. So it's really about being able to hold yourself at the point, and then how do your second level defenders fit in? But the Bears, because of Caleb Williams, no one's talked about the Bears run game, but I think right now they're either
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Second or third in the league in rushing, and they have been a very good running team. And the backs are a little different. Swift has a lot of juice to him. Menunge is physical, gets those dirty yards, those hard-earned yards, you know, the kind of yards where if it's blocked for three, all of a sudden he gets seven, and you go, oh, my God, it's second and three. So they're two different style backs.
Let's talk about the 49er run game. Suddenly it was Christian McCaffrey that had room to run, was getting to the second level. What was the offensive line, or what did you see that they were doing differently, specifically against Indianapolis as opposed to the last four or five games?
Well, without knowing like all the minute details of the way things are taught, I would say it didn't look like they were doing a whole lot differently other than it was being blocked better. And by the way, I think McCaffrey this year has been the best back in the league at getting the dirty yards that I just spoke about. He is such a physical inside runner. But there's no question in this game there were runs where he did get more cleanly to the second level. I love what they do with their motion and their offense. I mean, this new thing that they started this year, I think it's new. I don't recall seeing it in the past, or if I have, not much at all, where they line up. Juszczyk is kind of a tilted wing player, and he motions into the backfield, and they do so many things off of that. I think that's really added another wrinkle to their offense and made them more difficult to defend, because you just don't know what kind of concepts are coming off that particular motion.
And when you saw him last week, Greg, it felt like the 49ers were starting to establish the run a little bit better, but they may not have George Kittle in this game. And Ricky Pearsall, we don't yet know if he'll be able to come back. What do you see concept-wise from the Niners in the run game that makes it work?
Well, they're really multiple with what they do because of all the motion elements that are involved. I mean, the pre-snap movement, they're probably every year in the top five in the league in terms of pre-snap movement. That's a big deal because it often changes run support, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to win the numbers game. You're trying to have the defense not have the numbers necessary play side, and therefore you can win that. That's what you try to do in the run game. Obviously, you've got to win individual blocks. Kittle is clearly a big factor in that. So we'll see if he goes. If he doesn't go, that will probably to some degree impact how Kyle calls the run game, because we know that Kittle can block defensive ends, and the Bears are a four-man defensive front. So he would be blocking a defensive end. Maybe that changes some of the concepts, and maybe they go with some different concepts because they don't feel they can have a tight end blocking a defensive end one-on-one.
Greg Cosell, the senior producer from NFL Films, joins us here on the River Island guest line. And Greg, when we talk about the 49ers wide receivers, they're really sort of without a number one. And when you talk about their best receivers, it's McCaffrey and it's Kittle. What is it that Shanahan's able to do to isolate McCaffrey and get him on those linebackers? And is that by scheme or what?
Oh, yeah. This is a highly schemed pass game. I mean, this is a choreographed pass game where the quarterback drops and the routes really work exceedingly well together. And, you know, there may be no better offensive coach in the league who understands and attacks, I would say, the conflict players in zone coverage better than Kyle Shanahan. I mean, he is so good attacking zone coverage with his route concepts. He knows the stress points. He puts coverage defenders in conflict. Obviously, this is more the case versus zone than man. But, you know, when you talk to defensive coaches, and I've had these conversations with them when I'm at the combine, they always talk about the stress points in their zone coverage concepts. And there's always stress points in zone. Otherwise, everybody would play the same zone. So there's stress points in every zone coverage. There's conflict defenders. And I think Kyle has such a great understanding of that it really allows Brock Purdy to play at a really high level as a sort of a post-snap operator, because it's mostly what we call pure progression reading. You know, he's not necessarily studying the defense as he drops back. He's going through a pure progression, but very often that primary is there because of Kyle's understanding of how to attack zone coverage.
And he's coming off an amazing game. And I wonder about that same idea on the other side, where Caleb Williams is getting to be a much better reader. And I know he has a great head coach who was the offensive coordinator in Detroit as well. How does the passing game of Chicago match up against what Robert Saleh will try to do?
Yeah, well, that's a different kind of pass game. This is a pass game that attacks much more at the sort of intermediate vertical levels of an offense. They work between the numbers really well at the intermediate levels. They attack you vertically. If you're going to play, let's say, quarters coverage, which is something that the 49ers play a lot of, where it's four across on the back end, they really attack that. They understand the responsibilities of the four back end players in quarters. They attack that really, really well. This is a difficult offense to defend, a difficult pass game to defend. And then if they can't get any pressure on Williams and that you get those deeper drops, that's the challenge in this game. I don't know how it'll play out. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to do it or not do it, but that's the challenge in this game. You've got to be able to generate some pressure. And then if he does move, you've got to have a plan for when he moves, because he's a terrific thrower on the run.
Ben Johnson has obviously made an impact with the Chicago Bears. What jumps out at you when you see this team on tape as opposed to Eberflus of a year ago?
Well, I think the number one thing, obviously, is the pass game. I mean, you know, this Ben Johnson, you know, I just spoke about Kyle Shanahan. I think Ben Johnson is phenomenal with his spacing and his route concepts. Because, when you play zone coverage, and the Niners are not a high percentage man-to-man coverage defense, so it's more zone. When you play zone coverage, what you're trying to do is minimize space. What you're trying to do as an offensive play caller with your route concepts is trying to expand space. That's really what the pass game is in terms of attacking zone coverage. You're trying to find the void, you're trying to expand space, and a defense is trying to minimize space. So to me, that's really what Ben Johnson is so good at, and that's really the matchup in this game. But there's one thing, you know, I was thinking about this all week, and I know it's Friday, so last week's game against the Colts probably seems like it happened, you know, 20 years ago. But I thought that game was such a great contrast between quarterback play, because you had one quarterback in Phillip Rivers who was a master of what would probably be considered more old school quarterbacking. He is a pre-snap master. He controls the game at the line of scrimmage, whereas Purdy is a post-snap operator. And Purdy is so good once the ball snapped within the context of their pure progression passing game. So to me, you saw two totally different quarterback styles and philosophies, both really executed at a really high level.
And Purdy was able to do that at a high level in part because he wasn't really pressured. Do the Bears have the scheme to really get him with four, or do they blitz a lot, Greg? What's going to be like for Brock Purdy, what you've seen on tape?
Yeah, I mean, the Bears are not a high percentage blitz defense. I mean, they're probably middle of the road. The one thing they do is they do use defensive backs a good amount as pressure players. So that's something to be aware of, because a lot of teams, you know, when they blitz, they use linebackers. They don't really bring defensive backs into the equation. The Bears do. So that's something that the offensive line has to be aware of, because very often defensive backs are not in the immediate vision of your offensive line, you know, because they have their hand in the dirt. So that's something you have to be aware of when you face the Bears, is that defensive backs are part of their blitz equation.
And on the other side of the ball, it's the 49ers defensive front that has had such a difficult time getting home and pressuring quarterbacks. What are you seeing on tape? Can you throw us a bone in terms of this defensive line potentially getting better? We saw C.J. West and company putting pressure up the middle, but is there anybody on the edge that can supply that same sort of pressure?
Well, Huff has had good moments this year, you know, and he is a good edge rusher. So, I mean, obviously, look, the Bears play a rookie left tackle. The Bears are a very interesting offensive line, because the right side and the left side are totally different guys. The right side, they have guys that are strong and they're mauler types. The left side, the left guard and the left tackle, including the rookie Trapillo, they are more athletic guys. So it's really kind of a difference in the right side versus the left side. But, you know, Huff has been able to do it. I mean, look, we all know that they haven't been able to generate consistent pressure. We'll see. And Robert Saleh is not necessarily a big blitzer. I don't think he's going to come out and start attacking, because, then you get into how you want to play on the back end. And the last thing I think he wants to do is compromise coverage too much. I don't think he believes in that generally as a philosophy.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Greg Cosell, senior producer, NFL Films. As always, stopping by, talking a little football. Segue. As we go from the Warriors, we'll get into Sunday night's big showdown with the Chicago Bears. Sort of your overall thoughts on the 49ers' last win and, of course, going into this huge contest against the Bears.
I think Brock Purdy was amazing, and I think going into this game, it's going to be a really difficult game just based on what Chicago does and what the Niners don't do great. They don't stop the run very well, and you've got a two-headed monster in Chicago and a quarterback who is mobile, and I think that when you look at what the Bears have been and what they've done this year with Ben Johnson as the coach, and I saw a tweet earlier today or yesterday about the fact that what the Lions have done this year means that Ben Johnson is the coach of the year, because the Lions lost Ben Johnson and their offense has taken one or two steps back, and now Jared Goff is seeing ghosts and he's not what he was, and the Bears have taken a step forward and they're going to win that division. And so, yeah, Ben Johnson's been amazing for Chicago.
He has been amazing, but I don't watch all the Chicago Bear games, but I peek every now and then. Is that team lucky or is it good? Like, I don't know, and lucky is a terrible word to use for anybody in the NFL, but the Packers, I'll take that for example. Like, so many things had to go right, including recovering an onside kick in order for you to win that game. Who the hell recovers an onside kick in 2025? But they did. But that's the way it's gone for this team the majority of the season. I read somewhere where they have more in the history of the NFL, More come from behind wins, 6, while trailing with less than 2 minutes to go in a game. So, yeah, they call him the Iceman. Part of that's legit with Caleb Williams, but I think part of this is like, yeah, at some point, you know, it's like playing blackjack. Those cards will flip at some point.
They will, but I wonder about the idea of luck, and I'm glad you used that word because I think it's a four-letter word, and I think about the 49ers last year where they went 6-11, and you could look at 3 games that were in the balance, and the 49ers did not make the play they needed to make. One of them was a Ronnie Bell conversion. They threw it right to him on 3rd down. He dropped it. And then you had another game where you had a punt return. You gave up 50 yards and then a PI. And you found ways to lose games last year. And then you look at this year. You had Jake Tongis catch a ball that was basically thrown up for grabs in the opener. And you won. You beat the Rams on Thursday night because you punched the ball out from Kyren Williams on the goal line. And if you think about luck, for me it comes down to a lot of these games are one-score games, and either you make a play or you don't make a play. And so Chicago this year has made the play. And last year, Kansas City, I think they won 10 or 11 games that were one-score games. They made the play, including the opener last year where the tight end for Baltimore caught the ball and he had one toe out of bounds, and so KC beats Baltimore. A lot of this comes down to, for me, not luck, but clutch. Can you make the clutch play in the clutch moment? And yeah, they recovered the onside kick. It's because the Packers didn't make the play. Everybody recovers the onside kick except Green Bay. And so Chicago put themselves in position to make a play, and they did.
See, I'm glad you mentioned Kansas City because that's a perfect example. Because a lot of people pointed that at them last year, maybe didn't use the luck word, but they're like, and also would go as far as saying the referees are giving you some favorable calls here.
Yeah.
And then look at them this year. And that's sort of my point with Chicago. Is this a bit of a bubble or is this legitimate? I would push back that good teams usually have separation like that of what it is the Niners did with Indianapolis in the latter part of that game, and you win going away, or you create that separation early on in the contest. That's usually, and granted, their schedule has been a lot easier than that of Chicago and a lot of other teams, but that's usually when you're like, okay, that's a legitimately good team. When you're winning like that of Chicago, all right, we won't use the luck word, but there's some questions as to whether you're legitimate or not.
For sure, and it's not sustainable. Like, you're not going to do this year after year, and you look at Chicago and all the games they've won that are one-score games. You beat the Raiders by 1, then you came back off your bye, and you beat Washington by 1, and you know you beat Cincinnati by 5. There have been a lot of one-score wins. That's not sustainable over the long haul, but can you sustain it over the course of a season? Absolutely. And the Niners this year have kind of been that team where they've won all the games they lost last year. They're winning this year because they're making the plays. Now, does that mean Chicago is going to win the Super Bowl? I don't think so. But at 11-4, they're legit because you have to put yourself in a spot to where you can make a play to win these games.
Are you buying Caleb Williams?
More than I did last year, but still no. Like buying him to where he's going to be a guy who can win the Super Bowl? No. Will he win a playoff game this year? I would bet no, pending the matchup. And let's just say this. Let's say that they win their division and they are the 3 seed. So you're the 3 and you're going to face either LA, Seattle, or the Niners. You're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, that should happen, but I see the NFC this year so wide open, man.
Right.
Everybody has flaws.
But if you're the home team,
if
like
this is a year ago, I'm like, yeah, you're not beating Philadelphia.
But even
I'm right there with you. But like, this year,
it's wide open. I think if you're the 2, the 3, or the 4 seed, no matter who you are, the division winners, you're going to have your hands full. And I'm assuming that the winner of the West is going to be the 1. So then you're going to have either Philly or Chicago or Tampa, Carolina. All 3 of those home teams in the wild card round, they're going to have their hands full.
Caleb reminds me of a guy, just to go back to basketball, like somebody who can hit a corner 3 with 2 guys draped on him falling out of bounds and then botches a layup or a bunny. That's sort of him, like the routine plays. It's hard to invest in a guy like that right now, and he's still maturing and he's still getting to that place where he's going to be, I think, a special quarterback. But right now, if I'm a Bears fan, and I know these coconuts, man, they're all over the place, and they're living and dying with this guy, like he's still holding on to it a little bit longer than you'd like. And then, as Greg said, the routine plays like he's in the flat. Just put it on his shoulder.
Yep.
And he sails it. But then, you know, He drops back in overtime and somehow throws a seed to DJ Moore. You're like, well, who is this guy? What the hell's going on here? But that's how you're living and dying with Caleb Williams this year. So I don't really know what it is you're going to get out of him.
Yeah, I think it's still a work in progress. And you look at the numbers and he's at a 58% completion percentage, which is awful. Like the league average is about 66. So he needs to do a lot to improve that. But I also look at a quarterback in terms of who your coach is. And Trevor Lawrence is a great example where he got Liam Cohen now in Jacksonville, and he has gotten better. Now, did he get better, or is the system better, or both? Probably both. And that's how I look at Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I'm still not buying him either.
Oh, I am, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
Well,
no doubt. I mean, I'm not buying him as like a top five guy, but I'm buying the fact that you get a good coach, a good coordinator, and you get better. And think about Brock Purdy. Like, what if Brock Purdy was in Cleveland?
You would have never heard from him.
Thank you.
It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And we are sponsored by Safeway. What do you want to do next? We want basketball, and all of a sudden we're in the NFL.
Let's go
back to basketball. That's right. We'll get into the Golden State Warriors and talk about that big win against the Dallas Mavericks, because I think they turned a corner. All right, it's Dibs and Dan Devone here on 95.7 The Game, the day after Christmas. Back with more after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.